USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The mayor and police chief of Rochester, New York, said they're not going anywhere and vowed to make things better. The western New York City has seen protests for the last several nights in the wake of the death of 41-year-old Daniel Prude. Prude died in March after an interaction with police, but video and incident details did not come to light until recently. His death was ruled a homicide, and the seven officers involved with the death have since been suspended with pay. Mayor Lovely Warren says she's ready to make changes.
For everything that we have seen this year, it is clear to me that there is more work that needs to be done, and I am committed to doing that work.
But that's not good enough for protesters. They still want Warren and Police Chief LaRon Singletary to exit. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have worked out an agreement to work on a so-called Clean Continuing Resolution, or CR, to avoid a shutdown of the federal government. The short-term spending bill is needed before the end of the month to achieve that goal. Mnuchin on Fox News Sunday said conversations are continuing.
We're having the appropriations staff, the four corners, meet and go through some specific details on it. But the good news is we've agreed on a clean CR.
The secretary hopes things move forward by the end of the week. He noted that he and Pelosi agreed on not wanting to see the federal government shuttered. Officials overall hope Americans remember to continue to take precautions against COVID-19 this holiday weekend.
Just try and do outdoor activities. If you're going to do it socially with other people, don't make it a large crowd.
That's the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci. You are listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The hurricane toll and Hurricane Laura's aftermath now stands at 25. Two additional deaths were reported in Louisiana. That state's health department said a 52-year-old man died of a heat-related illness while removing debris, and a 25-year-old man died from electrocution after coming into contact with a power line. The Category 4 storm hit the southwest Louisiana shore a week and a half ago. The storm also killed nearly two dozen people in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. More than 200 people were rescued so far by the National Guard in California by way of helicopter as the Creek Fire moved toward campgrounds in the Sierra National Forest. The Madera County Sheriff's Office said on Facebook that 20 people were transported to local hospitals. Meantime, the Fresno County Sheriff issued an evacuation warning for the entire Shaver Lake area in the forest. The Creek Fire consists of three wildfires. The blaze in the forest broke out Friday night and had burned 36,000 acres by Sunday morning. St. Louis Cardinal legend and Baseball Hall of Famer Lou Brock has died. Brock spent 16 seasons with the Cards out of a 19-year career in Major League Baseball that spanned from 1961 until 1979. He became known as one of the game's most complete players. The six-time All-Star held the stolen base record until 1991 when Ricky Henderson surpassed him. Brock died after battling numerous health issues. He was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.